From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. freedom of navigation exercises rattled China. The U.S. Navy ship USS Lassen passed Tuesday within 12 nautical miles of the Subi Reef in the Spratly Islands. A Defense Department official says U.S. vessels will be making other trips through the area in an effort to maintain the freedom of the seas. China denounced the U.S. patrol through what it considers part of its territory. Steve Herman reports.
The Foreign Ministry in Beijing accuses the vessel of illegally entering its waters, posing a threat to Chinese sovereignty. It says the Navy ship was monitored, followed, and warned. A U.S. military source says the mission was completed without incident. About 200 Chinese troops are believed to be stationed on Subi Reef in the South China Sea, which is naturally above water only at low tide. Steve Herman, Bangkok.
The United States says it is stepping up airstrikes against Islamic State targets in Syria and Iraq. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Marine General Joseph Dunford, told a congressional hearing on the American military strategy in the Middle East that he is not satisfied with the progress made in fighting the Islamic State group. Defense Secretary Ash Carter told the Senate Armed Services Committee the United States has intensified its aerial campaign against the group. Rescuers are working to reach remote areas of Pakistan and Afghanistan rocked by Monday's 7.5 magnitude earthquake. More than 360 people were killed, 2,200 injured. Tanzania's ruling party presidential candidate John Magufuli took an early lead Tuesday in vote counting from Sunday's election. Several key cabinet ministers appear to have lost their seats. The elections are expected to be Tanzania's tightest race ever, with the ruling CCM party facing its first major challenge in decades. This is VOA News.